We learn Masechta Zuma, Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis, and we're starting seven lines from the top at the end of a line. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan went to the Braisa. The pasuk says that the ones who burn the parim and the par and the sa'ir of Yom Kippur outside, they have to go to a mikvah and have to tear off their clothing also. It says, "If I saw Yechaves Begad of Rocha Tzibsari B'mayim." It sounds like the one who burns it. Zok the Gemara, Vaserif Tam Megadim, one who actually burns it, Tam Megadim, Veloya Meitzis Sa'ar, not someone who just lights the fire, Veloya Masada Samaracha, and not the one who sets up the wood before they burn it. And Rashi explains, because Dafka, the ones who work with the Guf HaBehema, that's called Oysam. But the ones who just set up the fire, that's not, they don't become Tameh. Beizu who has served, who's called a serve? Is that Messiah b'shas sreifa? Someone who helps b'shas the sreifa. Now Rashi points out another thing, interesting thing. He says this is going according to Rab Shimon, who holds they become tummy as yotzes v'ma'ar. It sounds like what Rashi is saying: if you hold, you become tummy where you leave the chaim sa'azara. So then it's pashut that even the meitzes sa'ar will be tummy because he's not worse than the guy when you leave the azara. That's what Rashi speaks out. But already the Acharonim and Mesechta Zvachim have a problem with this. They say, what do you mean? There's still a mile of the one who's bringing it out because they're being misasik with the actual behema itself. Masha'enki, the Meitzis Za'ar, is not being misasik with the animal itself. He's not working with the animal itself. He's just working with the fire. So it could be a Likul Yama. So there's some argue and some say other Pshatim. Akaponim, this is the Bryce is saying Dafka the Soyrif, not the one who lights the fire, who sets up the Maracha, or become Tameh. Yochel Afish Nasu Eifir Matam Megad, then maybe even after turns into ashes, you still become Tameh, Tamalema, Oysom. It says, Vasoyrif Oysom, which means the Behema. Oysom Matam Begodim, Veloimish Nasu Eifir. Only when it's a Behema is a Matamah, not when it becomes ashes. Veloimish Nasu Eifir Matam Begodim. Rav Lezer of Shimon Eimer, Hapar matama, the par is matama. Nitech habasa, if it got singed, the basa got singed. Ain't a matama. It's not matama begodim. So my benai, what's the difference between eifer and being singed? My benai, the benai with the shavi charucha, where it just became a very burnt piece of steak. So then that's the machlokes. Going to Rav Shimon, you're not matama. Dafka is the par, but once it gets a burnt piece of steak, it's not matama. Hashem kain, according to the Tanakama, has turned into ashes in order to disqualify from tumah. But kol zman, it's a piece of meat. Then you will become Tameh. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. The Mishnah now continues with the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's next Avoida, after the Avoida of doing Vidui on the Sar La'azazel, he sends it La'azazel. His next job is to lean. We'll see, the next parak starts with his Kriya Satayru. So, but the Mishnah teaches us, the Yisod, that you cannot start your next Avoida until the first Avoida is finished. And when is this Avoida, the last Avoida before that's finished? Until the Azazel reaches the Midbar, you're not finished, you can't start the next one. You can't start the next Avoida. So how do you know when you got to reach the Midbar? If you learn that you have to reach the Tzuk before you start, which means you have to reach the cliff before you start the next Avoida, that means you have to wait the amount of 12 mil, which is a few hours. How do you know when it reached it? So the Mishnah says like this, Amrulai L'Kayin Gadol, Higiyah Sar L'Midbar, U'minayin Ho'yoydim Shegiyah Sar L'Midbar. They tell the Kohen Gadol, by the way, Gias al Midbar, up to the next Avaida. How do you know when the Sar reached the Midbar? Their Kohen Soya Oysen, Umadifu Mishudarim. They had this, their Kohen. Now, what do the Kohen mean? So it sounds like a Rashi, it's like scouts. They had scouts out there, like going from standing from four Yom Kippur, different places, and they could see each other, Hoya Oysen, Umadifu Mishudarim, and they waved with their handkerchiefs. The Yoidim were flags. The Yoidim Shegiya Sarla Midbar. And they knew when they saw reach the Midbar. When they saw reach the Midbar, they had a whole flag situation and scouts, and they sent messages. And they sent the message with the flags back to Beis Mikdash that he's by the Midbar already. Om Rav Yehuda argues, and he argues in two nekudas. He says you don't have to reach the Tzuk to be called Nasa Mitzvasa. The Mitzvah is done when he reaches the Midbar. That's number one. When he reaches the beginning of the desert. And therefore, Mechalik's number two is you don't need their kais. You don't need these scouts. How does the article attach their kais? The word their kais?
Watchman.
You don't need his watchman. So Al Kaponim, so Rehud Agus, so Rehud Bali, Simon Gadol Ha'ilaham Yerushalayim Beis Chedudai. That easy Simon, when he reached Beis Chedudai. Beis Chedudai is the beginning of the Midbar, which he argues, it only at the beginning of Midbar. The beginning of Midbar is only 3 mil away. This is a big simon when he reached 3 mil. Because Shloisha Milim. Why? Because Holcha Mil, the Kirei Yerushalayim, the Chashuv Yerushalayim, walk a mil to accompany the Shliach. V'choizer mil, they come back a mil, that's right, 2 mil. V'shoyink de mil, and now they know how much a mil takes around. They weigh another mil, now they know. V'yoyim shigiyah sar l'midbar, sar reach the midbar. And then they know, the Kohen Gadol knows he can start his next avodah. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, v'aloi simen echad achar herlem. They're a different simen. Loshin shal zohayr is a kosha pischa shayichel. There was a loshin shal zohayr is tied in a pischa shayichel. U'kshigiyah sar l'midbar, Haya Aloshim Albin, it turned white. Shinema Miuchat Echem Keshonim Keshel Yabino. It turned white. They knew he reached the midbar, and then you could continue the Avodah. Now, Shiloh's Rabbi Shmuel's arguing in the last Mishnah. We had on a Brisa, we had a Brisa before that the people started getting upset about it if it didn't turn white, and therefore they changed it, they moved it somewhere else. So it could be Rabbi Shmuel's arguing on the Tanakhama about that. Dr. Gemara Vait. We see the place called Beis Chiduda is the midbar, because Rabbi Yehuda said when you reach there, that was Nasa Mitzvah. But Kamash Blonde, because Rabbi Yehuda, Kivin Shagiyas Ol Midbar, it's enough. If you reach the midbar, you don't reach the tzuk. It's Nasa Mitzvah. It's already Nasa Mitzvah that you see from Rabbi Yehuda as well, and therefore you didn't need these watchmen, you didn't need these scouts to tell you that it was done. Hadun Aloch, the parak of Shnei Seiri Blineda, for those that finished it, and now we'll start the new parak. Zok Danai Perak. Next job of the Kohen Gadol. Baloi Kohen Gadol Likrois. The Kohen Gadol does a Kriya Satira. Now, what do we know? What's the makar of his Kriya Satira? If you learn Parasha Achrei Mois, you don't see anything about Kriya Satira. It's one of the Avodah. So Rashi learns, you learn that from Meluim. By Meluim, we know from Daf Hei Mabez that Mikra Parasha Ma'akev, this didn't Mikra Parasha, you have to read the Parasha. Here also, he has a different Parasha. Tosfos Shonim has a different makar. He says in the Pasik, Va'ayas, Kashativa Hashem. And you learn from there, the Kriya is a parasha. Like upon him, the Kohen Gadol lanes the parasha. In Rotz Likas with the Avodz Kari, remember, he's still wearing his white clothing. There were 5 changes of clothing through the day. You know, gold, white, gold, white, gold. He's on the second one now. He's on the white. On the white, it's called Avodz Hayayim. He did the Hagrala, the Ketairis, the Parvasar, and everything till now. Now, he's really, he could take it off and put on a piece of weekday clothing. If he wants, keep on the big debuts. And Rotzlik is a big debuts, Kari. And Lav, Kari, it's this love of Mishloi. He can use his own white shirt that he has. He doesn't have to wear Dafka Big Dekuna for this job. It's not Avoida. It's not Avoida, and it was done as Nosh Mosha. So what?
It's white.
It's this love of Mishloi? It was a white shirt.
Why white?
So the Farshim speak out that Big Day Yontif is white. Farshim actually talk about it. Say that the Big Day Yontif is white begotten. That's what it is. If you ever see Hasidim try to makbid on the white begotten even to this day, that's why they have white socks and some even have white pants. And just check the pants. The reason is, for this reason, because it's brought down to wear white on Shabbos. The Pikabal, to wear white yarmulkes, the lot of Hasidim, all comes to this din of wearing white clothing. Chazan HaKnesset says, Noitel Sefer Torah. So now, they're going to bring him a Sefer Torah. So there was a Beis Medrash that was outside the Azara, on the Har Habayis, and the Chazan HaKnesset went there to get a Sefer Torah. He got Psicha. Chazan HaKnesset says, Noitel Sefer Torah. But Noitel Rosh HaKnesset, he passes it to the Rosh HaKnesset. But Rosh HaKnesset is the Gabbai. He's in a higher level than the Shamash. But Rosh HaKnesset, Noitel Skan, gives it pass to the Skan. But Skan, and the Skan, Koyin, knows the Koyin Gadol, hands it to the Koyin Gadol. Kohen Gadol oimid mekabel. All of a sudden, he stands up and he's mekabel the Sefer Torah. Rekayre and he lanes Achrei Mois, the parish of Achrei Mois. Va'ach ba'asar, he lanes the parish of Ach ba'asar, which is in the parish of Emor. Also has about Yontiv there, about Yontiv and Kippur, which is just 2 parishes away. Then the girl Sefer Torah, he closes up the Sefer Torah. Menicha b'cheke, he puts it in his lap. Oimer, yois mashak karasi lefneichem kosev kan. There's more in this Torah. We have parashas Pinchas in this Torah. But you don't want to do Tirchot Tzipura like we see in the Gemara on tomorrow's daf. And then he lanes over Esau Shabbachamis Pekudim. He lanes in parashas Pinchas, the parashas of Masafim. So he lanes 3 parashas. Parashas Achrei Mois, a parashah in Emor, and a parashah in parashas Pinchas of Masafim. And this Be'eser, B'chivakudim, Kar Ape, lanes it Ba'peh. Then after he's finished, he makes 8 brachas. Mavarach Aleh, Shmoyne brachas, makes 8 brachas. Ala Taira, which is Ashenos, and not on Taira's MS. Val HaAvoida, which is like similar to Ritzei, and it ends off with Sha'os Chalavat, Chavir and Avoid. And he makes a bracha of Ahlaida, which is like Moidim, and it ends off with Toiv Lecha Lahoidos. No Lahoidos. Val Mechilas Avoin, he makes the bracha of Melech Moichel. V'salech la'avayin ha'seinu. V'ala mikdash, v'fnei ha'atz, makes a bracha on the mikdash. it's chaysim, he ends off with the Baruch Shebacha Bamikdash, and Baruch Atah Hashem Akeinu Hashem Shebacha Bamikdash. Then he makes a bracha Val Yisrael Fnei Atzmai, on Klai Yisrael, Val Yishlayim Fnei Atzmai, Val Kahan Fnei Atzmai, Val Shara Tvila, another bracha called Shara Tvila, which we'll see the Nusach HaBracha on Daf Ayin. Al Kaponim, he makes 8 brachas. Now, for those who have all the fingers, Baruch Hashem, you count it up, there's really 9 here. Because Al Torah, Val Avoida, Al Eda, Val Mechilas Avon, Val Mikdash, Val Yisrael, Val Yishlayim, Val Kahana, Val Shara Tvila. It's 9. We've got it to count. It says 8 brachas, 9. It's a good kasha. So therefore, the Vilna Goyin and the Bach on the side take out Yerushalayim. They take out Val Yerushalayim. Look at the Bryce later on, also missing Yerushalayim. So the 8 brachas are everything besides Yerushalayim, so it's 8. That's one pshat. The other pshat that some say is that Yigur is Al Yisrael Val Shara Tefila. It goes together. Al Yisrael Val Shara Tefila goes together, and that's one bracha. But Al Kaponim, just to, if anyone's counting, you have to have this answer. Yeah, it's one bracha. It's one bracha. It goes together. Yisrael, the foot of the bracha. Yeah, you have to change the order also. Yeah, you have to change the order also. Which actually the Goyin also does anyway. Changes Aval Mikdash, Val Kahana, Val Yisrael, Val Yisrael, Val Yisrael, anyway changes that. Yes, yeah, so you have to do something. You have to do some kind of surgery on the Mishnah to answer it. Or you don't count. Zog the finished up Mishnah. Haraya Koyin Gadol, Kishu Kairei. Someone who's watching the Koyin Gadol, which we'll see in the Gemara, it's a mitzvah to watch him. Whoever's watching Koyin Gadol lane, any Raya Parvasar, you can't watch the Parvasaras Rafim, the burning of the Parvasaras Chutzus Lion. Barei Parvasaras Rafim, any Rei Kohen Gadol, he can't see the Kohen Gadol laning, because you're Kairi. But Lein Pesher Rishon, not because he's not allowed to see both, just it's impossible. Elish Hoiz Daru Chayka, Umalachas Shneim Shava Kachas, they're both happening at the same time, and they're very far away, that's out of the Machna, therefore it's not possible to get to see both. But you're allowed to see both. But you just can't. And therefore, whoever's seeing this can't see that. This is one of the rayas, which we'll see in the Gemara, there could be other rayas, that this Kriyas Torah was not even Mighty Klai Yisrael. They had their own Kriyas Torah. This is a special Kriyas Torah didn't in Kohen Gadol. It wasn't in the word Mighty Torah. What?
I thought you said
the
Kohen Gadol couldn't use the Avodah or something else is going on.
Yeah, that's not Avodah burning it. It's not Avodah. It's not one of the Avodahs. It's not one of his jobs. He can't do the next Avodah until it's in. No, sending the shliach lazal. Right, so that's part of the shliach. He's a shliach v'him. They're a shliach v'him. It's his job. The part of Sazir wasn't his job. Zok the Gemara Vayit. So the Gemara talks about like this. It says in the Mishnah that when you're laying, you can either wear your big day butt, which is a big day kuna, or you can wear your own shirt. Mikhtayim ba'itzislav ha'mishalai. Mikhlal, the kriya la'avayda. You see, kriya is not a'avayda. It's not considered a'avayda siyam kippurim. You don't have to wear dafka white. Viktani, and still says, in Rosh Likos Big De Butz, Kairi, you still can use your Big De Butz if you want. So what do you see from here? Shami, no, Big De Kuna Ilan Isbaham. You see, Big De Kuna, you could be Nana from it. You see from here that Big De Kuna, you're allowed to be, have enough from it, even Mishloi B'Shas Avayda. Because it says clearly that even that for this thing, you can still wear your Big De Kuna, even if it's not Avayda. So it's a big shayla. We'll see it in more in a second. If big dekuna, if you're allowed to be nana from it, shloi b'shas avayda. If the question is, you're allowed to wear big dekuna, we're not doing avayda, because maybe there's an issa me'ila on that. So it's not a raya, because dilma shani kriya the tzarech avayda. Lamai said kriya is tzarech avayda. It's part of the avayda sayayim. You're right, it's not called avayda per se, but it's one of the jobs of the day, and therefore, maybe there wouldn't be a raya that you're allowed to be nana shloi b'shas avayda. The Gemara says, what's the shayla? The boy alone. Big dekuna, ilahes behem or ilahes behem. The question is, are big dekuna mutter bahano or not mutter bahano? And really the question is, the bezda make a tanai that the, like leif bezda masalayim, that there's no me'ilah and you let it wear it, even shleim v'shas avayda. Is it mutter bahano or not mutter bahano? Toshima, let's try to bring a raya to this. It says in the Mishnah, I think it's the Mishnah in Tamid, lo yu yishana yishanim bevig dekaydish. They didn't sleep with the big dekuna. So it's mashma, dafka sleeping wasn't allowed. Why not? Like Rashi says, shemi yafiach behem. Maybe there'll be mefiach, which is a bazillion of the big dekuna. But it's mashma, shinahut loy, ha meichel achle. But they can eat in it, the meals they ate it with it. So you see, they wear the big dekuna, even shloi b'shas avayda. Rashi says, no, it's not a raya, because Dilma, shani achila tzarech avaydi. What do they eat in the Kanan? They eat the kachin. They don't have to eat anything else. They had enough kachin, they could be on the Atkins diet. They eat meat all day. That's all they ate. Dilma shani achila tzarech avaydi. The Gittanya looked in a brisa. Va'okl oisim hashikupa behem. Ala meishu kahanim oichlim ubailim eskaprim. You see, that with the achila of the Kohen Gadol or the Kohanim, there was a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable thing. They ate food and they made a kapara. So that's Tzarech Avayda. They could wear the big tikkunim. So it's not a diyk. They eat because it's Tzarech Avayda. So it's not a diyk. Shina would lie. They can't sleep. Haluchim halachim. But walking around, they could. And that's not part of Avayda. So Gemara says, no. But then would haluchim nami lie. Really, you can't. Maybe you can't walk also. Maybe you can't walk because it's not motvahana. I want to say just stop sleeping. But say, I want to lead you up to the seifa of that Mishnah. But seifa tzrichalei, poishtim, they take it off, makaplim, they fold it up, mnichim tachas v'shein, they put it under their heads. So, we want to say that chiddush, it says you can't sleep in it, but you can put it under your head. And we'll see in a second what happened to Rana. We'll have to see tomorrow, on tomorrow's share, about how you let put it under your head. But like upon him, the Gemara here is discussing, is bigde kahuna mutla hennes behem. The Gemara says, it's master, you can't sleep, you could walk, you can't walk either, maybe. Aye, what does it mean you can't sleep? To teach us, but you could put it under your head, and we'll have to see how that is mutter, Mi'at Hashem, in tomorrow's shiur.